But yeah, we don't grow anything in the garden bed here. I don't know, that's the way it is.
You still garden, and it's nice to know you'd get some containers out there and fill them with soil and look after them, and you'll have some good harvesting later on. Good to hear you, Brendan. Hope everything's going good on the restaurant business.
Yeah, we're moving along. So anyway, Stuart, good to hear you this morning. It's VA 7 November, Romeo Charlie, 7-3.
7-3, my friend, and have a nice weekend. Down to David, Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Lima, David. Victor Echo 7, Papa Charlie Alpha, Paul.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Whiskey Delta.
Juliet Whiskey Delta. A very good morning to you. Good to hear you, Dave. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. Got a little work to do on the truck today, so I guess I should get out there and enjoy the sun. You have a great day.
Good to hear you, Dave. Thanks for popping in, and good luck with the work. What are you going to do on the truck?
Oh, I got to fix some molding that Preston Chevel buggered up when they had my truck.
Well, I hope it goes well for you. Sometimes molding can be difficult.
Yeah, I bought a new piece off some company back in Alberta, so I'm just going to replace the whole thing. And I'm not bringing it back to them again because they've screwed it up twice already.
Copy that, Dave. Well, it's a nice day for it, so we wish you luck, my friend. 7-3. Let's give Paul another call. Victor Echo 7, Papa Charlie Alpha, Paul. Victor Alpha 7, Papa Delta. Victor Echo 7, Quebec Juliet, Earl. Down to John. Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform, John.
Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform. Good morning, Stuart and everyone on net. Looking forward to getting outside today. It's a nice weather. A bit of work to do outside. Otherwise, not much else. So back to you.
Yeah, I'm hoping to spend a couple of hours in the yard once I get caught up, John. I'll put some broad beans in, and I think I'll put some of the long green beans in.
I have a gate to fix. The person mowing the lawn hit it, and it pulled the hinge screws out. Looks like it'll be a small job, just probably needs longer screws. Anyway. That's about all from here.
Okay, John. Once it warms up, get out and get it done, my friend. 7-3. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. Rob. Okay, let's go down to Ferndale, Washington State. Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo. Ryan.
This is Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo. Good morning, Stuart. It's all on net. Well, I got to go tackle the hay field after putting fertilizer on it. Hopefully, it won't take too long to cut, but I might have to do a couple passes. Anyway, it's great to hear you, Stuart. Glad you're progressing with your knee, and thanks for taking my check-in. I appreciate it. Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo 730.
Thanks for being here, Ryan. Thanks for being here all week. The net controllers appreciate it, my friend, and good luck with the grass cutting there. Yeah, maybe I might cut mine today. I'll see if I can get some gasoline without the bad stuff in it. We'll see how it goes. Down to Ray. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Kilo. Ray. They checked in early. Down to Vicky. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra. Echo Sierra. Vicky.
Hey, Stuart.
Okay, down to Jim and Jen. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf, Jim and Jen. Down to Shannon, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Kilo X-ray, Shannon.
Good morning, Stuart and Elsa. Good morning to everyone on the net. What a beautiful weekend. I'm so happy. I can hear the wind chimes out back, but the sun is shining and it's perfect. So everybody enjoy and stay safe. And 7-3, BA7SKX.
A very good morning to you, Shannon. Good to hear you. Thanks for being here most of the week. Net Control is appreciated. Anything planned for today?
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on taking Nico outside, and we're actually just now putting together a bag with some food and treats, and he saw me pack the gummies, and now he's just asking for candy, so... Busy, but I'm listening to the net. Thanks for hosting, Stuart.
My pleasure. Enjoy whatever you have to, and I hope it's not cold. It was only 4 degrees above zero when I took Elsa out this morning. Moving along. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Mike, Steve. Victor Echo 7, Tango, Bravo, Papa, Mark and Susan. Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Whiskey, Lima, Tom.
Good morning, Stuart, and all on net. Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Whiskey, Lima here in Magna Bay, where it's plus 9 degrees and the sun is trying to get through the clouds. And, I got a little bit of painting to do outside in my shop today, and I think that's going to take me all day to do it.
Yeah, that's one of the jobs I don't like, playing around with a drop cloth, maybe putting a bit of painter's tape here and there. You got to be careful you don't make a mess, Tom.
That's true, and I hate making a mess, and I'm not good for doing prep either, so I usually do end up making a somewhat of a mess, but... I'm getting good at cleanup, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm in that league too, Tom. I remember one time coming down the step ladder. This is when we had the oil paint. And I put my bare foot right into the pail. Can you believe that?
Well, I think I did the same thing, but I was wearing socks. And to make it worse, I put down plastic, which saved the carpet. At that time. Later on, I stepped in my painted footprint and then transferred it to the carpet, so I don't use plastic drop cloths anymore. I've gone to the cotton ones. But, yeah, a mess is a mess, that's for sure.
Been there, done it, Tom. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, take your time. I think the secret is don't rush and don't plan to do everything at one time. Do it in little bits.
Yeah, I think that's true, because if things go well when you don't rush, you can extend your little bit to be a little bit longer, but there's no pressure to get it all done. So that's something I've learned with experience, and sounds like you have too.
That's it. Okay, Tom, I think it might be a bit too cool for the moment. I know you're on Magna Bay there, Shuswap, but we had a cold morning. It's just four degrees above zero, so... Even though the sun's shining, I think it'll be well after lunch before the temperature really goes up.
Yeah, and I think here from with the lake, the lake nearby, it seems to moderate the temperature. It just means that when it's cold, it stays cold longer, but when it's warm, it stays warm longer. But in my shop, I've got an infrared heater, so I'll be toasty warm in there.
Okay, well, get at it then, my friend, and thanks for being here most of the week. Net Controls appreciate you, Tom. 7-3. Let's go down to Tyson. Victor Echo 7, Tango Yankee Echo Tyson. Okay, let's take a trip to Bellingham, Washington. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Quebec, along with Alpha Echo 7, Uniform Alpha, Jim and Deb from Bellingham, Washington.
Yeah, morning, Stuart. Good to hear you. And this also have here...
Alpha Echo 7, Uniform Alpha. Yes, always good to hear from you and Elsa. Hope you're all doing well. And, it's about time to plant some more of those vegetables that you grow so well.
Yeah, you had a great picture you sent out a while ago from the last year's crop. That was amazing, vegetables. So, we haven't even started thinking about ours yet. But, it's getting warmer, and I saw the weather guy here locally said that it's not quite the ground temperature. The temperature of the soil isn't quite high enough to start planting stuff. So, anyway, thanks, Stuart.
Good day, you guys, Jim and Deb. Yeah, you're right, Jim, it's too early yet. But seed, it won't matter, because if the soil's cold, they just won't come out of their little seeds. They'll just stay in there. So anything like beans, beets, anything like that, turnip, yep, they can all go in now. Okay, there you go, guys, 7-3. Let's go down to Yuri. I haven't seen or heard of Yuri for a while. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Romeo Echo, Yuri.
Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo.
Just put a flag there and go to Golf Papa Romeo. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, good morning. Sorry for the late call in there, Stuart. I've been busy at A&W breakfast. Anyway, just on my way to Langley Airport. Mobile, so I'll talk to you later. Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo 73. Have a great day.
Thanks for having an opportunity to check in, Gary, and thanks for being here all week. The Net Controllers appreciate you, my friend. 7-3, and drive carefully. Any others for a quick count, and then I'll pop back to the roll call. Okay, I pushed the button. I've got to go find my flag. There it is. So we'll take that off. And we'll go down to Jim. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Yankee Lima. Jim. Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Yankee. Paul. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Kilo Mike. Krista. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Zulu Delta, Derek. Victor Echo 7, X-Ray, Papa, Papa, Austin. Bring me all the way down to Bellingham, Washington again. Kilo 5, Romeo, Victor, Brian. And that's the end of the roll call, folks. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango, asking any later mist for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Charlie Papa.
John, I had the other day, Ward. Excellent signal, my friend.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm not actually at the QTH. I'm actually Marine Mobile today.
So when you were on HF, what type of antenna were you using, Ward?
Okay, so yeah, last summer I brought my HF radio on the boat with me, and I had a random wire vertical with a tuner at the base of it to tune the wire.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. You were way over 5'9", I know that, but I can't remember exactly where you were. But you had a great signal.
Oh, did you hear me last night? I was at the QTH last night.
Well, it wasn't last night. It was this week, but I'm not sure which night of the week it was.
Okay, yeah, I would have been at home. That's I've just got an NFED hat at home. But yeah, thank you for that signal report on the HF.
It's great. And how's Papu doing?
He's good. He's here floating with me, and He finds that tough. We had to get up early this morning, well before his normal wake-up time, which kind of tends to make him grumpy, and he hasn't eaten his breakfast yet, so, but he'll settle into the rhythm here in a moment.
Okay, I'm not sure if I know his age. How old do you have him, you estimate him at, Ward?
Oh, I know precisely how old he is. Interesting with parrots, like when's their birthday? Was that when the egg was laid, or is it when they hatch? That's a tough one. But no, he's a